Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Get Close. I am your co-host, Gio.
And I'm Bart to the croissant.
To the croissant?
To the croissant, Quiznos.
Speaking of croissant, makes me think of baked goods, which makes me think of how bomb and cozy and delicious the house smells, which then makes me think of the holidays. And we're like deep in the holiday season right now. As you can tell, I'm wearing my Home Alone shirt.
Are you a Christmas decorations goes up after Halloween person?
Yeah.
Or after Thanksgiving person?
Thanksgiving doesn't exist. Thanksgiving can go away and I'll be absolutely happy. Like, can we start Christmas on November 1st? Like, it just, the world just feels better.
I kind of wished Halloween was tearaway pants for Christmas.
Halloween was tearaway pants for Christmas. Why? What do you mean?
So you know tearaway pants?
Like, yeah, in like the NBA?
It's like they shoot warm. Boom! Shorts underneath. I wished it was like to properly decorate your house. You put snow, candy canes, Christmas lights. You put all that up, right?
Yeah.
And then you put the spooky ghost on top, and then you put like coffins over, and the minute trick-or-treating is done, boom, take that off, and
dun, 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 dun. You sound like a fucking ghost singing Christmas carols. Yeah.
I wish it was like that.
I wish we could just get rid of Halloween too.
What? You don't like Halloween?
Not really, no.
Halloween's fun. What about the kids and all the candy?
I grew up with my eldest sister being fucking obsessed, like obsessed with fucking Halloween.
That's also weird.
Why?
Because that means you're like the Tim Burton of the group.
Yeah, I mean, people love scary movies. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, there's a difference between liking scary movies.
Yeah.
Versus this guy at Subway.
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? The pedophile at Subway?
No, like you could be normal and like stuff, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say you're really into spicy food and you go to the restaurant and you go, oh, give me the spicy food. But if you're the guy with the necklace and a chili pepper, dude, that's weird, man.
That is weird.
Right?
But it also depends on who it is, right? Like, let's say Anthony Bourdain had the fucking chili pepper. He's like a fashion icon now, right? Like, now you're going to be like, that motherfucker made chilies so dope. I think it just depends on the person.
Yeah, that's their industry, right? But if you're like your sister, regular job, like if she was works at a haunted house or a Halloween store and you go to her house and it's like purple ghouls and all that stuff, cool, I get it. But if she's like overzealous with fucking cauldrons and shit, like when Halloween comes around, that's the weird guy at Subway. Like,
why is that weird? No, it's not. Okay, first of all, when do you think my sister starts decorating? Like in fucking January?
It's not the time. It's how all out they go.
Well, what's all out for you? Because she just decorates. Like, she's not doing anything more than that. And she dresses up.
I don't like
up.
Where this is going because you talk shit about your sister.
Fuck you.
And I got your back. And now you are being a Benedict Arnold to me.
I'm not. What the fuck? I just said my sister just fucking loves it. And that I was going into.
And you were gonna, but you're saying it in a way where she fucking is unacceptable.
No, I was saying it because I think I got such a fucking, fucking like crazy exposure to Halloween like all my life because yeah. She's 15 years older than me. So yeah. I could never escape it that I'm like, this shit ain't for me. Like, I just knew at a very early age that I just didn't give a fuck about Halloween. Besides the fact that you get a shit ton of candy.
Did she have a smoke machine in her front yard?
100%.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Oh, my God.
No, because, like, at first I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I bet she's one of those bitches with the fucking smoke machine. And then I imagine walking into the house with the smoke machine. I'm like,
that's damn, that's pretty cool. Yeah, no, she loves that shit. So, yeah, early on I was like, eh, that shit ain't for me. And then.
Does she eat Abba Zabbas?
What the fuck are Abba Zabbas, you fucking dinosaur?
What is it called? The ones that black and yellow wrapping.
Don't bring that up. Tim somewhere heard this fucking black and yellow. Okay, fun fact. Tim Chantarasaran Santarantansu.
Yeah.
He fucking loves that video.
Which is short for his real last name.
his 24 letter last name.
Yeah.
Every year without a fail, he fucking sends me the black and yellow fucking music video.
I know.
And I think he legitimately finds it cute. Cause like he, like obviously he loves us, he's our friend. But like he'll,
you think he finds it cute or you think he finds it cringe?
Both. I think because he loves us, he finds it cute. And I'm like,
I find it cringe.
100%. But every time it's so cringy, I can't even see those colors together because I'm like, ugh.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck. I'm wearing it right now. I should have been cringing.
For me, it's like, it was that period of YouTube where
you try anything and everything.
You just did everything, yeah. You know? And so there wasn't no like fashion haul or cooks or, you know.
No, there was black and yellow.
Cryptocurrency. It was like everyone did whatever and he just tried and experienced and messed around.
Yeah.
Because everyone was trying to make, I mean, not everyone could be like a Kev Jemba, like Nigga Higa with like millions of dollars. So everyone was just, let's see what we can do to go viral.
Yeah, let's throw some shit at the wall and see what sticks. Yeah. But yeah, so going back to the holidays, yeah, so then Thanksgiving rolls around and we weren't really like a super united family. So like this was the only time the entire year that there was an excuse that my mom, my dad, and everyone sits at the table. My mom busted out the good china. I didn't even know there was like a thing of like regular like dishes and then just like the good china.
Like actual silverware. It's supposed to be silver, right?
Yeah, like I like really appreciated it, but like, or appreciate it. Because back in the day, like when we were going to, like the week of the Thanksgiving dinner prep, she would bust out this wooden ass box. It's a beautiful box.
Oh.
And then we open it up and it's these rusty ass fucking silverware because it's real silver.
Yeah.
So I would have to
Correction, it's tarnished.
What did I? Oh, tarnished. You're right. It's not rust. Fucking shit. You're that kid in school.
I know a lot about nothing.
And I know nothing about a lot.
So we're at the same place.
Yeah, this is why you're my soulmate. And yeah, this shit was fucking tarnished and black as shit. And there I was fucking polishing.
What do you do? You use CLR or you use the...
No. There's like a silver polish.
The brass one. Brasso or something.
I don't read. So it was just like a black bottle and like it's like this blue... I don't know. I'm also talking about like...
Yeah, it goes cloudy.
20 years ago.
And then when you wipe it the other way, it's like...
It was beautiful. Yeah. So... I looked forward to that because that was like the first time my family would really get together. However, once we're all at the table, that's when the drama fucking kicks off. Because my dad starts talking shit to my brother. My brother starts talking shit to my sister. My sister starts talking shit to everybody. My mom's trying to calm everyone down. It's just a fucking shit show.
Is it one of those things where everyone has already like moved on to live where they're supposed to live and then they come together?
That too.
Or is it there that you guys are still in the same
well
house?
I mean, as the years progress, that would happen, right? Like, yeah. They would start bringing in their significant others, the boyfriend, the girlfriend, or whatever, and then it would be like the husband and the wife. I mean, now we're not as united as we once were, and obviously RIP, my papa's passed, but
mine too. Got that in common now, so
fucking Bart, dude. Okay,
well, I was just trying to relate to you.
If this is the first time you hear that news, please watch
the last video.
The last episode.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. just if you're not in the right mental state to listen to some sad shit, don't listen to it. But yeah, basically RP to our papas.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the only reason why I like Thanksgiving. I was just kind of like, whatever. But Christmas, bruh. Christmas was my shit.
Did you guys ever do pilgrims and Indians in like elementary school?
100%. Dude, when I was going to school, like, you know, the crisscross applesauce?
Yeah.
We would call that shit sit Indian style.
Yeah.
We would pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to which it stands, the above, like the fucking, you know how we're supposed to have church.
I
kind of
missed all that.
I mean,
you don't miss that?
I think because it's nostalgic for you and it was like a good time.
Because now it's like insulting to people, right?
Yeah. Well, the term Indian giver, remember that shit?
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Well, there weren't any Indian givers at Thanksgiving that I knew of.
Well, I don't know. Just these terms, right, that have just been like kind of like passed on from generation to generation without any real thought behind it.
Because you know how like you used to make your own like...
I can't even believe that was a term. What a fucked up term. I know. Indian giver? Fuck off.
And you'd get pissed. You'd be like, you Indian giver, you gave that to me.
Yeah, I don't even know what that meant. Like, I didn't even know what an Indian was, to be honest with you.
So, like...
And I'm talking about elementary school.
You know how that one, there's that one like phase in elementary where, you know, the Burger King crowns, but pretty much like you make your own of whatever, feathers. Right? Yeah. So like we, it would be, the class would be perfectly divided into pilgrims and Indians. And what was crazy is like, my classrooms were perfectly, if you're white, you kind of just gravitated towards the pilgrims.
That's horrible.
And then all minorities, whether you're black, Indian, like Native American Indian, or East Asian, or South Asian Indian, or Asian, or Mexican, everyone was just the Indians. And we loved it. We, no one was like offended by it.
Yeah, how old are you?
Probably like 7 or something.
Yeah, no shit. Your history books were talking about Columbus fucking sitting down.
So what I'm saying,
and going like, hey, let's all have a fucking dinner together.
So what I, so what I remember of how the year used to end, like I looked forward to the year ending because I knew it was going to end in 3 bangers. We're going to get Halloween.
But that's not where the year ends. What are you talking about, bro?
Thanksgiving.
The year doesn't end like
and
that.
And then we're going to get
a school year or Christmas, calendar year?
Just the life year.
Or is it in your brain year?
We knew we're going to have 3 bangers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And from my life,
I had 4 bangers. You know that?
Wait, hold on a second. And then from my life, slowly one of the bangers started like not getting as much radio play. And then that's Thanksgiving. And I'm like, if we could bring that back some way, where as adults, if we show up to our Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving dinners in Indian or pilgrim outfits, that would be sick. And we made it a bigger thing. You know what I mean?
Nah, I'm good.
For real. Like, imagine going
Why, though? It's such a fucking tragic holiday.
It was the holiday where they
That's
had harmony.
That's not even true.
Oh, I don't care about the truth. I care about what we're trying to celebrate. Like, Santa
you
Claus
don't have to
ain't true.
Fine, you can do that, but just focus on the thanks and the giving part of it, not the fucking old school, ancient, half fucking.
But I want to see the pilgrims. Like, imagine we go to Marie Callender's and then you got pilgrims there with those leather boots.
I'd be pissed.
And then you got Indians and then, you know.
I'd be fucking pissed.
You know, chicks want any reason to hoe the fuck out.
Which ones would they be, the pilgrims?
So they're going to hoe out in some Pocahontas looking outfit.
Yeah, no. I'd be pissed.
That's going to be so dope.
I'd be so fucking pissed.
Why?
I'd be like, what the fuck? No,
but
I'd
then
be
we're
going to
get our banger back.
Why would we, why not do that? Because
right now we just got 2 bangers. You got 1 banger and then 1 random song that the DJ sneaks in.
Yeah,
and then
because now
banger.
We know what the truth was, right? Like, we
What's
all know.
The I don't even know what the truth is. Well, tell me the truth.
Well, okay. So when we learn about Columbus and stuff, he's like, obviously it's all going to depend on who's writing the fucking history books, right?
Yeah.
They're always going to be the fucking victors and the good guys. But unfortunately, now that we live in a state and in a mainly a fucking country where it's like a melting pot of just so many diverse cultures and peoples and traditions and stuff, Native American history is pretty fucked. Of course, all history is pretty fucked, but at least in this country, it's pretty sad. So
why are you bringing the vibe down? What the fuck? I'm talking about how to have a fucking banger of a year, and you're talking about.
I'm sorry, man. I have a heart, dude.
Whoa, it's like me
going
even like,
"Yo,
wanna
look at that shit."
You see these new fucking Jordans, bro?
What? I'm gonna talk about the kids that
make
them.
Yeah, and you're like, you know what, kid? I'm like, which kids that? God. I got these for $400 off StockX, okay? That's all I care about. Why you gotta bring the vibe?
Yeah,
down?
I'm not trying to do a banger like that. Like, let's just stick to fucking costumes in the Halloween. We can just be thankful and have our friends giving shit and create our own themes
for
Thanksgiving.
You don't miss the banger in the middle of November? I miss that.
No, I was just explaining to you how I don't give a shit about Halloween or Thanksgiving, and my jam is dun 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 dun.
So you
dun, dun,
only
dun,
care
dun, dun, dun.
You only care about having 1 banger a month a year.
No, that's I got 2 bangers, bro.
What's the other one?
Fucking my birthday. That's
but,
the bangers
but
of
no
the
one,
bangers.
No one cares about that one.
You don't fucking care about that one.
I have
you?
To.
No shit.
But the rest of the world don't celebrate
I got
it together.
Friends. I got friends. My mom buys me a cake. She remembers.
Yeah, but
she has it in her little calendar.
They don't turn ice skating rinks into any festivities
I'm
for
humble.
You.
I'm humble. All right.
What?
If I wasn't humble, I would fight really hard to get
Damn.
My birthday.
Because I don't even give a fuck about my birth. My birthday in terms
I wonder
of,
why, Bart.
In terms of the other bangers.
You know what? Give me your best fucking childhood birthday memory. Go.
My best childhood birthday?
Yeah.
Best or weird or funnest?
No, best. There's a specific reason why I specifically specified the word best.
I don't have any memory.
No fucking shit, Bart. There it is.
Except that's for one.
Literally why you don't give a fuck about your birthday. Ask me the same question.
I feel sorry for Morgan Paycar. For Morgan who? Paycar, if you ever watch this, I miss you, dear
friend.
What's
happening? What's happening?
And I'm sorry my mom made you do homework.
Go. What is it? Give it to me. What happened?
I never had any...
bangers?
Birthdays?
Birthday bangers, right?
Yeah.
So now do you wonder why you don't fucking give a shit about your birthday?
No, but it's still not a banger because it's not like a worldwide thing.
Well, it's not going to be a banger because no one made it a banger for you.
But even your birthday's not a banger and you've been trying to fucking celebrate it every year.
My birthday's a banger for me.
For you. But no, you don't shit. Go. You don't go into Home Depot and see geo signs and shit.
I'm humble, dude.
What does that mean?
I don't want to see that. Just as long as I'm having a good time and everyone I love is celebrating me. It's a banger party.
I think you're more of a solo masturbator. I like circle jerks. I want a circle jerk with a lot of people, and then that's a banger. I don't want to do no solo masturbation the way you do.
Okay, well then stick to your Thanksgiving. Wait. Let's talk about what's his name?
Morgan Paycar.
Yeah, what happened with him?
Well, he did grow a mustache in sixth grade, which is pretty nuts, too.
Sixth grade? What are you, 11? That is pretty gnarly.
He was a man. I could have swore this fool was 6'2 in sixth grade. But
you were probably like, what, fucking 3'9?
I was little, yeah. But in fifth grade, I've been begging my parents every year to have a birthday party. So my mom was like, okay, you get to have one. Of course, her style. So she wanted a dress code where it's like, hey, we gotta be like, you know, it's like a more than usual event.
It's a gentleman fucking black tie.
So she had me fucking wear a dress shirt and slacks the whole time.
What about everyone else?
I think she put that out there and kids just came in their clothes, like shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, who the fuck owns shit like that?
Yeah, I have probably like 5 or 6 friends that came over. Most of them went to my school. I think one of them lived across the street because by this time I already got kicked out a bunch of schools. So I have friends from different places. She thought all the parents were going to be so happy and thankful if she made everyone do math homework. So we did math homework together. And then for lunch, my mom made like vegetarian food, which tastes nasty.
I'm sure.
Like my mom's been dabbling in vegetarian
science,
culinary arts for 20 years.
She hasn't mastered it.
And it's I now. So imagine like 10, 15 years ago, it's still in the experimental phases. And then after that, she wanted all of us to take a nap. We're all 10 years old, you know? And then, yeah, all my friends were just like, I can't believe I gave up my Saturday for this.
Yeah, I would hate Morgan.
Morgan was one of the dudes that came. And
But why did you single him out? Why not everyone else? Why didn't you shout everyone else out and apologize to them?
I forgot everyone else's name.
Okay, fair.
But I remember Morgan, and I remember another guy named Dennis. Shout out to Morgan and Dennis. And I do remember that Morgan and Dennis were practicing WWE during the little free time that we had. Oh, and then Morgan kind of like twisted his leg. And I used my Boy Scout skills, and I ran into the freezer, grabbed some ice cream, and I put on his hamstring to ice it. But that was a very...
weird flex, but cool. Yeah,
but it was a pretty bad birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I get why they're not bangers. Yeah. I get it. So why not stick to Thanksgiving and do a Friendsgiving?
If we all get to wear pilgrim and Indian outfits.
Why? Why do you need an outfit? You don't even like wearing anything besides, like, the fact that you're dressed up right now is a miracle.
Well, but this is not fun. Wearing a pilgrim's outfit? That's
why did
fun.
You wear that for Halloween then? You don't give a shit about Halloween either.
I think I would care more about Thanksgiving more than Halloween.
Why? What's the difference?
Pilgrims and Indians?
I mean, you can do that freely. I mean, you could try to do that.
I don't know if I could wear a pilgrim's outfit on a regular and then be okay with it.
Not a regular. I said Halloween.
They're going to get them twisted.
What do you mean?
Like, imagine being Santa Claus on Halloween.
That's actually pretty funny.
They're going to whoop your ass.
No one will whoop your ass. They're going to be like, oh, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah, you never thought about that?
No. Because I want to do, like, I'm not the type of person to, like, wear knight's armor to, like Raging Waters.
Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, but I don't. I can't draw.
Like, I like to stay in my lane, right? If I'm gonna wear knight's armor, I'm gonna stay at medieval knights. It's gonna be.
I mean, if you want to stay in your lane, I mean, you're celebrating the wrong holidays, then, bro.
No, but I'm in America, so I'm American.
Okay.
So as an American, I want to eat turkey with cranberry.
You do not want to eat fucking turkey. You are a turkey guy?
Yep. And I want to have some ham. I want to have some candied yams and marshmallows in a pilgrim's outfit or an Indian outfit.
Bullshit. Go back to the turkey or the ham. Which one do you prefer?
Depends on who made it and how it's done.
Oh. Have you ever had fried turkey?
No, I heard it's delicious.
Fuck. I hear it every year and I think we've even talked about
it. And that's why I only can imagine. Because ham to me, it's like you fuck it up.
It's still good.
You really good? You know?
Yeah, yeah. Like,
but turkey is like this.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Have you ever had turkey like fresh out the oven and it's juicy still? It's good. You just can't let it sit for very long.
I mean, you've given me turkey from like all walks of fucking culinary life.
Yeah.
And I've never been like, God damn, I'm blown away. This turkey is the shit.
To be honest, turkey's not that great.
No shit. Yeah. So turkey or ham? I think ham is the fucking... It's turkey. The babe. It's she's the fucking hot chick that everyone wants to bone in high school.
Ham.
Shut the fuck
you
could, up.
Ham's too available. You get it sliced up by you Oscar Mayer.
Yeah, no shit. And next to the ham, guess what you see? Fucking turkey. You get the breast. Like, that's fucking indecent exposure.
There's nobody, no one buying turkey, though.
We buy turkey all the time.
No, not the sliced turkey. We get ground turkey.
We get turkey all the time. Sliced turkey, too.
We do?
Yeah.
But you when what I do you eat mean it,
it's readily available for and everyone gets it? Everyone finger bangs a fucking turkey too, dude.
But when I make it, I still call it a ham sandwich.
Why would you do that?
Because it's sliced up.
Why not call it bologna?
Oh, bologna tastes good.
Okay. So you're saying bologna tastes better than ham?
Way better.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Ham's kind of whack.
I want a divorce.
Ham, literally.
Ham
like,
is dope.
Ham, the best ham, the candied fucking ham with the pineapples and shit from Honey Baked, is like here, right? The shittiest ham I've ever tasted is here. Like, ham's just ham.
Yeah, you can't go wrong because it's so fucking bomb.
No, you can. Because it doesn't, it's like the person that's like, okay, this guy crushed it in this game. He scored like 1 point. When he does really bad, he scored 0 points.
It's no. It's Kobe. Ham is Kobe of the fucking deli meats.
Nah.
Yes. You can't go
turkey
wrong.
Turkey is Kobe because if turkey is done good.
Is anyone else listening to this shit? This
turkey,
is ridiculous.
No, if turkey's done good, it's crazy.
Exactly. And emphasis then, on if.
And guess what? And
how many ifs?
And if Kobe isn't on the court, you feel it.
No shit.
So that's turkey.
No, turkey could disappear and people for fucking five, honestly... If during the fucking COVID shortages and shit, if turkey never appeared again, I think people now would probably be like, hey, what's that one white meat that we used to get that like is dry as shit and tastes like cardboard? What was it? Oh, turkey. That's what people would do.
You know, that's the funniest thing during COVID.
Fuck what? What? After I said that shit, I was like, God damn it. Where's Bart going to take this?
No. This is because, you know, like. Pre-COVID, when we're still like on our high horses and privilege and privileges and luxuries, right? We're like, I want plant-based this, or I'll eat this, or I'll eat that. Let me have the quinoa, like whatever, right? Like everyone's like, oh, I'm so health conscious. Like only go to like Sprouts and Whole Foods, whatever, right? And then they're like, everyone's like, oh yeah, whatever. Like that's what you claim your lifestyle is. But when shit hits the fucking fan, and I remember there's like. 2 milk maximum per household, like yeah. 2 steak minimum, 1 toilet paper thing, because we didn't know. We thought there was going to be shortages.
Yeah, people became savages.
You go to the supermarket, all red meat, gonzos, right?
Everything was fucking...
All faux plant bare, bullshit, ton of them.
Fucking stocks.
Right? Regular white rice, gonzos. Fucking quinoa and fucking...
Cauliflower rice.
Yeah, cauliflower rice. What's the other one that's... There's another fucking bullshit... thing all up in there, fucking chickpeas,
yeah, fully,
or whatever the
fully
fuck.
Stocked, uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, when it comes down to it, like, let's just all be real. We all, whether we like it or not, I mean, whether we eat it on the regular or not, or whether it's healthy or not, or whatever, we know what's bomb and what we like.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't need to be fucking fake about it, you know?
You don't think it's because they're probably more, the greater population is on a meat-based diet?
No, because if you're talking about survival, where we have to ration shit out, nothing is safe. Like, you ever been to the field with a bunch of Marines?
You're asking me if I've ever been?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. You know, I've had wild college nights.
You go to the field with a bunch of Marines. Okay. After a good, like, 3 to 5 days, there is nothing left of anyone's MRE.
And you're saying MREs because those are fucking absolute trash.
It's fucking
garbage.
Nasty. Some of them are good. Like, but good is MRE good.
Like, yeah, nothing, yeah, I feel you. Nothing it's like is turkey like, good.
Yeah, nothing's awesome blossom
you said yeah, right?
at Chili's.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. You said yeah, right?
No.
I said like turkey good, and you're like, yeah.
No, turkey's really good. What are you talking about?
No, no, like turkey good. I get it. Just use the analogies I understand.
Okay, fine. But like MREs,
yeah.
It's like that, right? But when shit hits the fan,
yeah, yeah, everything's
you're in survival
bomb.
Mode, all that shit's fucking gone.
Yeah, you start eating grass and shit, and you're exactly. like, God damn, this is
so okay. Even when people are, so what America's told me, through the canvas of Albertsons, is that even when I die, I'd rather not eat that quinoa bullshit.
Fine. I mean, that's how you took it. I just took it as there's just less vegetarians and vegans in this world.
Nah. You could, right, even fine. The canned goods, you could tell like, okay, people really like fucking SpaghettiOs. They fucking
Do you like SpaghettiOs?
Hate canned artichokes or whatever the fuck that is.
Whoa, take it easy. What did artichokes do to you? Those are bomb.
Maybe to you, but I'm just saying, like, it's pretty clear what people like.
Yeah.
When shit hits the fan.
Yeah, you know? Garbage. Absolute garbage.
But it's still the best seller, you know? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess.
And that's what I liked about COVID, because you can you can fucking go around.
You got to do your research.
Yeah, you can go around saying what you want, what you believe. But at the end of the day, the results are the facts.
The results are the facts. Got yep. it. What did you get from people taking all the fucking toilet paper?
I thought people were dumb as fuck.
Okay.
I'm like, bro.
How many shits are you going to take?
I'm like, if shit is about to hit the fan.
Yeah, I'm not wiping my ass
like,
anymore.
You really think shit's... So there's two levels of fan shitting, right? Or shit fanning. Or shit hitting.
Shit hitting fan.
Shit hitting. One is, are we still cool man to man? You know? Are we still in this society, in this brotherhood, in this citizenship, this communal vow that we have to each other? Is that still being upheld? If that's being upheld... For me, I would think, everyone, let's grab water. We need to just, everyone stay alive, right? You can, as long as you have water, clean water, you can still survive for 7 days. That's like shit hits the fan right here. If shit hits the fan, where we are no longer brothers, there's no such thing as country, as patriotism, infrastructure is down. This is fucking, what's that zombie-like TV show everyone likes?
Walking Dead.
Like Walking Dead? Then...
I like how you talked about it as if it's still like going on.
I mean, it is probably. Mm. For me, what everyone should be buying is bullets. Because now whoever has the most bullets is king. Because if I have bullets, I can take your candied yams, your ham, probably even your daughter if I wanted to.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Talk about the fucking vibe killing.
What?
Jesus. So your fucking bullets kill the vibe, bro.
I told you I'm a fucking pilgrim.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying?
I fucking hate you. You make my fucking head hurt,
I'm
dude.
A fucking pilgrim, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
And you know what pilgrims
trash.
Do.
You're absolute trash.
If I get to be a pilgrim for Thanksgiving.
No. I'm it's gonna, not happening.
I'm
That's
gonna go
fucking
to the, horrible. I'm going to go to fucking David's house with a fucking musket on my back.
Is and, David the turkey?
And after every meal, I'm going to fucking put a little bit of pellet and gunpowder like that.
Why David's house?
Because he cooks bomb food for Friendsgiving.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that's why during the whole COVID thing, I was just, like, watching people's behavior. And I'm like, no one even – I'm like, damn, this world is sad. No one even knows how to survive, number one, because these are the two things that you should be getting. If we believe in this, we're going to be in this together. We're still a team. We are man to man. We're both Americans. We got this together, Mark. Right? Then water. That should be completely gone toilet paper, you could fucking clean your ass with your fingers if you needed to, right?
Yeah. I mean, hey, I've had a kid. I have no problem with it.
And if you have no more belief in the country, now it's just strictly survival. And now we are all animals that just know how to flap gums. Then, bro, bullets. Because now it's my tribe, your tribe. And this is how we're going to have to stay alive, you know. And that's how...
You're going to stay alive.
I mean, that's how all these all these other tribes do it all over the world.
All right. Let me take it back to fucking Christmas, all right? You brought the vibe down, dude.
I did.
I was really thinking about like all of the fucking decorations, and I've been watching, me and Tech have been watching a lot of Home Alone. I have like the fucking soundtrack in my brain. Yeah, that's it. And all I think about is like the greens and the reds, and I'm so stoked and I just can't wait. Like, I'm salivating to talk about fucking Christmas and all the shit that I love about it. And here you go, talking about fucking, I don't know, wiping shit with your hands. So can we talk about Christmas, please?
I mean, that's just being real.
Have you ever wiped your shit with your hands?
I never have. That's why people that do that are disgusting.
Oh my god.
I've never done that. Have you? And no. I've been in some like really sticky situations. Never.
No, never had to.
The worst ever. Well, I don't know if this is worse. What's worse?
What's happening?
Okay, what's worse to you? Would you rather wipe your shit with your hands or dig in the trash, find a clean part of someone else's shit paper, and wipe her ass with that?
Oh my god, I think I already know what you did. Am I out in the wild, or am I with among civilians and like in a civilian setting, like in a bathroom?
The
in a
wild
restroom?
Of Taipei.
You guys still have fucking bathrooms in the ground. Like, I don't, you have the fucking ground toilets.
But which one's
toilets.
Worse? Which one's worse?
Which one's worse?
Wiping, where you get shit under your fingernails?
I'll do that.
For real?
Fuck yeah. I don't know what fucking diseases
that's
someone else has.
That's fucking savagery, isn't it?
But it's my own shit. I know what I'm consuming.
You're uncivilized.
Fuck you. Don't tell me you fucking dug in the trash, you piece of shit, and you got someone else's shit paper and wiped your ass with shit paper. You're
fucking
disgusting.
It was the clean parts of it. It was the clean part of it, all right?
Okay. Were you wearing socks that day? Did you have underwear on?
I think that was... That they've already been taken care of beforehand.
Now, what does that mean?
I probably used them already.
No, you didn't.
I probably did.
No, you didn't. I think I remember this story, and I recall going, why didn't you just use your fucking sock? And you were like, I didn't think about it.
Oh, no. Or maybe I was in Taiwan, and you know it's humid. You need your socks.
It was in Taiwan, actually.
Because then your feet are going to just like fucking...
Because I've ran into that predicament myself. Public restroom. Didn't have anything... I did see the fucking the trash filled with all of the...
Because every stall had a little trash can. So I was just looking down. I'm like, fuck, this is nasty, but...
Yeah. So what I did was I recognized I had two socks on. And I was like, okay, let me do the math here. Grab someone else's shit paper. That's way too much. Like, there's just too many risks involved with that. I never once considered using my hand, ever. So then I was like, all right, what else do I got to play with? And I was like, socks. Use
what
sock,
if you don't have socks? What do you do?
If I don't have socks, the next is my underwear.
Okay, let's say you don't have socks and underwear. What do you do?
Sports bra. I'm always wearing a sports bra.
Okay, let's say no sports bra, no socks, no underwear. What do you do?
That's already so many options. You're just making it the worst. Why wouldn't I be wearing that? What am I doing that I'm
okay,
not wearing
Okay, let's
that?
Say you're in Hawaii.
Okay.
You're in a swimsuit.
Oh, that's a good one.
You gotta go dookie.
I would take off my bra, rip, if I wear the padding in it, yeah. Probably take the padding out, use that. Okay, if that's not an option, then there's another lining that holds the padding in between the bra and then the other side. So there's like a pocket, right? Those are two pieces of fabric. I'd rip the inside fabric out. I have solutions, okay? There's also another lining part here that's supposed to, in the crotch of the bikini. I'd rip that shit out too. Like, I have motherfucking options. What else do you
we
want?
We think so different.
No shit. I'm not about to fucking use someone else's shit paper.
I just shat in the ocean.
But what if it comes back to you?
No, you gotta swim away. You gotta know what's going on.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I shat in the ocean maybe like 2 years ago.
Okay.
I think Tyco was with me. But I swam off to the side. I was like, oh, fuck, I got a shit. And I was like, either I walk on the hot ass sand, go all the way over there. And you know how much the sand pulls you in Hawaii. It takes you forever. I'm like, or I could just shit in the water. I'm like, I pee in the water anyways. So I swam off to where I was by myself. And then I pulled my pants down to my knees.
Good for you.
And I opened my butt cheeks so that I had the least amount of smearage.
All the fucking yeah, the fish.
Someone like this. And then I just pushed it. I pushed it. And then I immediately just started kicking away. So the poop doesn't come near me.
Okay, what
and
did you
I
do?
And I stick my finger in my butt. And I do the thing. And I cleaned it all up. I pulled it out of the water. Look, I'm like, whoa, that's very clean. Done. Done deezy.
Okay. Well, okay.
And I didn't have to sacrifice nothing. I didn't have to tear off my shorts, pull right, any dude, liners out. I didn't have to do any of that crazy shit.
Yeah, you don't need to do that at that moment because you already did that. Like, you've already explained how fucking dumb you are and how fucking foul you are. So don't try to, like, make the whole situation better by going, oh, I don't have to do any of that. Because guess you what? Already did it, dude.
Right after, I hand fed you spam musubis.
I would not allow it. I've been with you for too long that anytime you hand me any food, I'm like, nah, dude, if it's not on a fork, I don't want it. Remember that time? David will never drop this memory. But remember, what were you doing? We were grilling. Oh, you were grilling in the backyard.
My fingers are always covered in charcoal.
And they were just fucking. It looked like you were like working a
coal mine or something.
Yeah, like fucking in a coal mine or something. And your nails and your hands were disgusting. And then you come in and you're like, hey, babe, you want to try this piece of steak? And I was like, what the fuck?
But was it good, though?
I did not eat it. You know I didn't eat it.
I thought you ate
your
it.
Your hygiene is fucking interesting.
Hey, once you've been in the military, sometimes your hygiene standards are like, it doesn't really matter.
Honestly, so like, I do talk this shit, right? But like, going back to your example of like shit hitting the fan, I mean, I think I can easily just adjust to all of that. Like, if I have to wipe my ass with my hand only, like I'm going, because I'm a female and I'm supposed to do that. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, I mean, I'll do what I need to do.
Would you let me pee in your mouth?
Why? What's the point of it? It needs to make sense.
You need water.
If I'm dying,
yeah,
probably.
Wow.
I'm trying to live.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's why I think we'd make really good partners.
I underestimated you.
No, okay. Like, do you want me to be a female or do you want me to be a survivor? Because I'm going to give you they're yielding two different answers here.
The survivor outfit sounds hotter, though.
What's the alpha survivor outfit?
I don't know, like some fucking Tarzana type shit.
Yeah, but you know what's really going to be?
Some loincloths.
I'm going to have the bushiest fucking cooch, the stinkiest cooch, the stinkiest pits.
Why are they so stinky?
Because I'm in survivor mode. What do you think? I'm going to be taking a shower fucking twice a day?
Well, you'd be swimming every day probably.
Where's the water? Where am I swimming?
Right there.
We're in Vegas, dude. What water are we talking about?
Lake Mead.
Oh, God. Yeah. So your survivor to the real survivor are two completely different things.
Surviving in Hawaii. You probably smell nice. Smell like you're coconut kissed.
Okay, fine. So if shit hits the fan, let's go to Hawaii first so we can keep your dick hard the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Your face is so stupid. You know what's really cuny about us?
What?
Today I was scrolling through Instagram.
Yeah.
And I follow like 9Gag's like 8Facts or 8 some facts shit that they have. You know how 9Gag has like a million different channels?
Yeah.
And they said that research shows that couples that can have like innocent banter between each other tend to have happier and stronger relationships. Did you know that?
That's cuny. Yeah, that's cuny.
You did know that?
No, but I've always had that gut feeling. Where I'm like, if your partner can be your best friend and can be like your person that you just share life with, I think you're going to last way longer.
Really?
Because I don't think, at least traditionally, like our parents and older, I don't think they shared lives. You know what I mean? Really traditional.
I get it.
Where it's like stay at home mom. Working dad.
Mm-hmm.
And the working dad has working dad friends.
Mm-hmm.
Stay at home mom has stay at home mom friends, if friends even.
Yeah.
And then it's two lives that come together.
Yeah, and then right? The only shared relationship they have is a family life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then maybe like from that generation became where the females started working more. It was just two professionals and they don't really share lives. It's just two people coming together. And then I think in this generation, you start having like people that are like, oh, we're going to be doctors together and work in the same hospital. Or two people, we're going to open a business. We're both going to run this Airbnb. So I think now we're seeing like more and more of like people sharing. Actually sharing lives.
Yeah.
Because I think like to be separate and to share lives, it can be done. But you got to be like really good at communicating ever since you were a kid. You know, people that are just really vulnerable and they can share stuff with you. Because there's also like the, I would say like the quintessential military wife that is a stay at home. But she knows all of the dude's coworkers, will even plan surprise birthdays for them, you know, and then they're all tight like that. They're part of like the military wives club. So it's possible, but it takes a lot of effort to share lives.
Yeah.
And so like, but any type of aspect where you could share a life and you can have banter, I think it's for sure going to be way better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I kind of saw it a little bit different. I mean, similar, but like kind of different. Similar because, yeah, the whole friend aspect of it, it's like I know couples where they're not each other's best friends. And that's not bad. It's just a different approach to it. But if you really can't mess with each other, then it's, for me, the way I see it, I'm just like, dang, how stiff is this relationship? Like where you kind of like, you can't just fuck around. Like it has, you're always kind of like walking on eggshells, like, oh shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just, I didn't really think about it much as like what you were saying in terms of like, there's a working mom and the work. I didn't really think about all of that stuff because I don't know if that really, I mean, obviously it's going to play a role in it, but I don't know if that really matters. You know what I mean?
I think it does.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, like let's say you have the best friend. Like you don't, your significant other doesn't have to be your best friend. Of course. But they got to be your life friend. You know, like if you have a movie that just comes out and the first person you want to watch it with is someone else, or you eat something bomb, you're like, dude, I can't wait to share this with someone else. Then there's too many things that's pulling you away from what could be a potential opportunity to constantly cultivate. You know what I mean? Like, I can't wait to watch everything with you. Even my favorite things that I know you hate, I still want to do it with you. Like, one day I would love for both of us. Like, me going scuba diving with the best scuba diver in the whole world versus your claustrophobic ass. If I could get you underwater someday. Oh, my God. And we...
Just you even saying that right now, I can't make
it fucking... But, like, if we witness a kelp forest together one day and we see beams of light come in, like, I'd be like, oh, my God, I'd be so fucking happy. Because I shared it with you.
Yeah. You know it'd be dope?
What?
If like I went to like my favorite like fashion house. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying on all these beautiful dresses. And then I look over and so are you. Oh, we're my not- God. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So like to me, it gives it more room and it leans towards like the relationship could be super strong, you know?
Yeah.
For me.
I see. Yeah. The older, so I think back in the day I'd be like, yeah, cause I would see it like that. But the older I've gotten and the more, I've leaned into like motherhood and just wifehood. I realize how important and dope it is to not have like the same shared thing. You know what I mean? I understand that what you're saying is always wanting to live life with your partner and having those experiences be with them first, because now like you can cultivate it or whatever. Yeah, but yeah, for me, I'm going like, I think it's if your partner is obviously to make things stronger, right? Like your partner, even if they don't like something, you're going to be so grateful and you're going to feel so much love that if you know that I'm claustrophobic, but I'm still down to go with you, it's like I'm putting my own shit aside for you. So obviously that's going to make you feel super, super loved. But then what'd be dope is if you know my claustrophobic ass and as I'm fighting to go with you and you're fighting for me to stay. I think that's really cuny.
Yeah, that's cuny.
Yeah.
I think separate lives is good too.
Yeah.
you know, because I think that's definitely healthy. But then I'm just comparing like the stereotypical where the dude is already something else. Like, let's say he's a construction worker, right?
Yeah.
Him and his wife's lives are completely separate. After work, comes home, eats dinner. Then he's like, okay, now I'm going to go bowling with the boys or whatever.
Yeah.
And then pew, gone again. And then grab beers with the boys. Pew. And then like Sundays or Mondays, watch the football game with the boys. Pew.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, there's a lot of separation versus like these days. I see like.
Yeah, it is really cuny these days.
Yeah, I'll see like couples both watching the sports games together because they're equal fans. They both got jerseys. They're both like, that to me is cool. It's like shared life, you know?
Yeah. I do agree. Yeah. Yeah, I have seen that now more than ever.
Yeah.
Like my dad's generation, like they weren't the dads to like take care of kids like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure your dad probably didn't take care of you.
Yeah, no, he barely. That's why even when he was like holding like Tyka and stuff, he's like, you know,
he had for, I mean, for how you're describing it, he actually was pretty good with Tyka.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some holes in it, but he's also a man and from an older generation. So I'm like, oh, OK, I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was really good with Tyka. But yeah, that generation with kids just they were different dads. Whereas now, like you still sing the same song to Tyka that you did when he was like days old.
ABCs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that was your idea, you know? And I didn't grow up seeing that shit. So like when you started doing it, I was like, whoa, this is so tight. Like this is a partnership. Fuck yeah. It was pretty sick.
I was just trying to make them smart. It was the Asian side of me. I'm like,
2 + 2 equals 4. 4 + 2 = 6. 6 × 2 = I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what we should have been teaching his ass.
Yeah.
A little dude. But yeah, so when I read that, I just wanted to write like, duh, because it's just so obvious. You know, that if you can banter and have a good time and just be a kid with your partner, then just the relationship is that much sweeter and like, and it also shows that you're not insecure about things to be so defensive about it, you know? Yeah. Like, there's so many times that you talk so much shit to me.
You know, like, that's actually how some of the best friendships are made. So they're made in the suck, right? Like, whether you're, like, both deployed or some shit, or you are both in a hardcore championship sports game, that banter, the locker room banter or the bus banter or even the banter on the field, like, being able to like chit chat about the most mundane things, but then have that rapport, it really solidifies how tight you guys are. You know? And then how much you guys can overcome whatever hardships together.
Yeah, like if you're my friend and I can't call you a stupid bitch without feeling bad, then we're probably not really that close friends.
Yeah.
Like all my male friends and all my female friends, I can call them stupid bitches, and they'll never think I'm calling them a stupid bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They just know that I'm just calling them a stupid bitch. It's very different.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my non-real friends, I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to even write the word bitch. That's when I know if they're like, we're really tight or not. If I can call them a bitch.
Do you just throw it out there and see what happens? Or do you kind of know before you say it?
Yeah, I feel it. Because if I'm like hesitant to even put it out there, I'm like, oh, we're not there yet.
So you'll be like, oh shit, I think we just hit the bitch moment.
Yeah. But once I could freely say stupid bitch, then I know we're good. Yeah. Big cuny.
Why?
Just, I think you're just a big cuny.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I love our relationship.
I love our relationship too.
Even though you like turkey, you fucking like Thanksgiving. I mean, those are things I could just overlook.
Anything you're looking forward to this Christmas? Since Christmas is your banger?
Sadly, this Christmas is going to kind of have to be like a little low pro Christmas just because we're in the middle of a move.
Yeah.
So because of that, like we're still living out of boxes. But on the positive side of that, I'm always looking forward to just spending time with my family and just seeing them and just seeing the kids open up presents and stuff. Like Christmas, if we really look at it, is about togetherness, but it's ultimately about like the kids and shit and like how they still believe in this magic of like Santa and like reindeers and like they put the fucking the celery stick out and the cookies and the milk, because Santa's like real, you know? So like that magic part of it is something I always forget about because I'm just an old ass bitch now.
Yeah.
But like now going through these old school traditions and reliving them with Taika, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot all about this shit. This is so cool. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that part of it.
Seeing magic and the hope through the eyes of children, there's like nothing like it. You know, you're just like, man, the world is beautiful. It's very cuny.
It is really cuny. All right, Papa Bear, is there anything else you wanna add?
No, turkey's
delicious. Oh, actually, wait. No, come on, stop it. What are you looking forward to this Christmas? Sorry.
I don't know. We have so many things all over the place, so many moving parts. So I don't even know what we're doing this Christmas yet.
Yeah.
Like, my heart of hearts is, like, I'm kind of split right now because I do want to get this house settled, and I would love to spend Christmas here because Vegas is just nice and cold, and it just lends itself.
It feels, like, more seasonal.
Yeah, and then people are still very festive here, so a lot more people will decorate their houses and stuff and compared to L.A.
Or at least our areas of L.A.
Yeah. But our family is in L.A., and like you said, Christmas is about family. So I do like the coziness of family together too. So I guess we'll just see. We'll just figure it out. Like we've been trying to figure out the last couple of months.
Damn, why do you sound like you've been through some shit?
I've been through some shit. And if you're not caught up, for sure watch the last episode.
This is the last episode before this one.
Because the last couple of months have been a bumpy ride.
Been
a bumpy ass ride, man.
How we're still standing, I don't know. Honestly, it's pretty fucked up. I'm like, it's not even that crazy, but I think I'm in denial.
I always think that, like, you know that saying, like, God only gives you what you can handle.
Yes.
And I'm always like, man, you must think I'm strong, bro.
Yeah, I can't handle that much, buddy. Because
the last couple of months have been fucking crazy, especially one of the middle things. You know what I'm talking about.
Some of us do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So you got to go listen, because if you've been wondering, hey, where's your dad at? We talk about that.
God damn it, Bart. What? All right. Well, anyway. Yeah. On that note, anything you would like to close it out with?
Nope.
Thank God. I was
I do. Because I've been working really fucking hard on it. And I probably should have shared this like a week earlier, but I don't want to, just because of the seriousness of the
last episode was podcast. Heavy.
But I know a lot of people look forward to this time of year because Black Friday sales are nuts, and so this is our biggest event of the year at Bartle Brigade. So make sure you go check it out. I don't want to get the dates wrong because we're starting Black Friday just a little bit earlier, so people don't have to wait till midnight. But Black Friday starts November 24th at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to BartleBrigade.com. And apparel is 25 to 75% off certain things. And supplements, best time to stock up because all of them are buy one, get one half off. All digital programs, if you've been wanting to grab Get Started, Get Lean, all of those are 25% off. And if we still have a few mystery boxes left, because I know some people were left out, those are 25% off. And that's crazy because the mystery box, for $100, you already get $200 worth of stuff. Now we're getting 25% off of that. So $75 gets you $200 worth of stuff. I don't think any of these things are going to last very long. So go to BartleBrigade.com. I know a lot of you guys like to stock up on a ton of barbell stuff. Tag me in all of your guys' posts because you guys always tag me, and it makes me so happy when I see people like have their whole collection on their bed.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
I got the hat. I got the knee sleeves. I got this. I'm like, oh, that's so sick. So tag me. And I know you guys like to stock up, so I want to give you guys all the discounts so you guys can get as much as you want.
Yeah. So on that note, thank you guys so much for listening, watching, tuning in. So happy to be back. Ooh, can't wait for the holidays. And yeah, see you guys next week. Bye.